Okay, today we're moving into the Nihugi of Elus. I can be in? You want it to be cooler, warmer? You know how to do it?
Up at the top, the blue button, the one on the left, on the right. Okay.
It comes after 30 years of experience. Okay, we're moving over from the Nihugi Avelus of Shiva to those of Shloshim. Namely, we're dealing not with new dinim, but dinim that we haven't dealt with up to now, because they don't end at Shiva, but rather they continue until Shloshim. The so we haven't opened up the page yet, but if one opens up to page to Siman Shin Sari Dalet. There we had the Gemara that we already seen, where the Machaber quotes in Sifal of Shlosha Yamim Lebechi, Shiva Lehesped, Shloshim Letisporet Ulegihut. Namely, here we have two examples that continue for all the Avelim until Shloshim, Tisporet and Gihut. The Gemara in Moed Katan Dachav Zayin Amid Beis. If we go back a little in the Mechaber to Siman Shin Pei, the Mechaber gives a bit of a longer list. In other words, after in Sif Aleph, after he mentions those Nihugi Avelus of Shiva, Malacha, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas Asandol, Tashrish Amita, Kriyas HaTorah, Sheila Shalom, Kevisa, Atipas Harosh, Kriyas Amita, those are called Shiva. Tfilin is Yom Rishon, and then moving over into Shloshim, Asur Begihut Svitisporet, those are the two examples given in the Braisa on Daf Kav Zayin Amud Beis, and then the Machaber adds Vesimcha Veichui Kera, that those go until Lamed, that we have a list of four. The Rambam, interestingly, has two different lists, one in the Perash HaMishnayis in Moed Katan, and one in Hilchos Avil. In the Perish HaMishnayis in Moed Katan, on the Mishnah of Rav Elazar, Omer Mishachorev Beis HaMikdash Atzeres Kishabos, so there the Rambam points out, Ugzeras Shloshim Shisha Devarim. I mean, we saw that the Braisa mentioned two, the Mechaber mentioned four, there are mentioned six. Vehem, Shelo Yigaleach Sa'aro, that's the Tisporet, Shelo Yilbash Beged Lavan Chadash Meguhatz Umuchak, Kvisa, Eino Ma'ache Hakera Shekara Al Hames, Yichui Hakera, Eino Holech Biskora, this we haven't seen yet. And then he continues, Va'asar lo lishtos b'mishte mireus kol shloshim yom. And he ends up, Va'asar lisa isha. In other words, that he mentions six nihugi avegos that move over into the world of shloshim. The Rambam in Hilchos Avil, in the beginning of Perek Ches, Avel Chayav Likru, I'm sorry, the beginning of Perek, Perek Vav, Umidivrei Sofrim, Shiyeha Avel Noheg Bimiksas Divrei Avelos Kol Shloshim Yom, and Perek Vav Alachabez, Ve'elu dvarim sheha avel asur behem kol shloshim yom, tispores, gihutz, nisuin, simchas mereus, leilach bischora mimedina medina, hakol chamesh dvarim. Namely, as opposed to in the Perish Mishnayis, he listed six, and he says black and white, these are six, here it's hakol chamisha dvarim. So the Lechemishta was bothered, why do we have two different counts? Because the one which is missing over here in Perek Vav is Ichui Hakera. The Rambam paskins that as a halacha down the line in Perek Tes of Hilchos Avel, Kol Kraim Shekorei Adam Al Shakrovav Sholel HaKerach HaShiva Uma'acha Achar Shloshim. So over there, Alatar, the Lecha Mishnah was bothered. Kosher, why in Perek Vav did he not bring this in the list of those things that are kosher to the world of Shloshim? L'chore, the answer is very clear according to our conceptualized understanding of Hilchos Evil, according to the Rav, that we have those dinim that are in the Gavra, and we have those dinim that are in the Beged. The din of Ichui is a din in the Beged. There's a din of Beged Avel. That Beged Avel has to exist for 30 days, and then it lends itself to a process of Ichui, in which the would still have a Heker. Lends itself to a process of Ichui, then it can already disappear. Mitzad the Beged Avel. But the Rambam in his list, so in the Perish Mishnayis, he gave a list of five Nihugi Avelos of the Gavra and one of the Beged. When he came to writing the Mishnah Torah, he separated them. The dinim of the Beged he put in Perek Tes, and the Nihugi Avelos he put in Perek Vav. So that's not so much of an issue. So we're going to work off of the broader list that we have over here in terms of Shloshim. We had already pointed out a number of times that the Minhagi Avelos of Shloshim, the Rambam we just read, says are Midrabanan, that we have a concept of Midivre Sofrim, Sheyeh Ha'avel Noheg Mixas Divre Avelos, and he brings an Asmachta from the world of Yifat Toar, Ubochsa Saviyev Esima Yerach Yamim. The Ravid points out that we have a Gemara that learns Xera Shava of Pera from Lotif Re'u. We have the concept of Pera by Nazir, that we have a concept of Shloshim in terms of letting one's hair grow. So at least on the level of Tisporet, it appears that within the Ravid we have a Deoraisa. But again, most Rishonim understand that all of these dinim, even the din of Tisporet, are Midrabanan, and the Pasuk is only Asmachta. We did point out, if you recall, is that the concept of Shloshim, according to the Rambam, in Achinami may be a Doraisa, the Nihugi Avelos and Rabbanan, because Rambam speaks about the fact that a person who is an Avel Tal Shloshim should not bring a Korban to the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that Lechor, there is a concept of a Gavra of an Avel for 30 days, but the meat of what of his behavior, that according to the Rambam, those Nihugi Avelos, those are Drabanan. Okay, but according to all the lists, whether we're counting two or four or six or five or six, one is left out, and that's where we're going to begin in Siman Shin Pei Aleph. Isur Ritzich Rechitza V'Sicha La'Avel. The reason it's left out is because the Meikar Hadin, it's a din of Shiva, that we have a principle during Shiva, that we have a three-tiered Isur in terms of Rechitza. We have a din of Asar Lirchot's Kol Gufo Afilu Betzonein. We have a din that one is allowed to wash Panav Yadav Raglav Betzonein, but not Bechamin. And then we have a din that if one is Mulchlach Betit Uvetzoa, then Rochetz Kedarko, even if he needs Mayim Chamim, Rochetz Kedarko Ve'ein Ochoshish, namely that the Isur of Rechitza is only a Isur of Rechitza for a level of Ta'anug, if it's Litzorech. If we have over here Meluchach, then there's no Isur at all. That's the heter for a deodorant, that the alternative would be that you would be Meluchach Bezeya. And so on that level, for the Avel, that would not be a problem of Sicha. That is the concept over here of Meluchach Betit Vitzoa, to remove the Zeya. So even though we have a din of Shiva Mida Oraisa, comes along, the Ramoan points out, V'kolze midina eno osarak Shiva. Aval acharkach, once the Shiva is over, me'ikar adin muta berachitza. Ela shen nohagu ha'idna le'esor. Here we have a word that the Shach does not feel should be in the Ramah. Le'esor kol rechitza, kol shloshim yom. V'afilu lachlof rosh asur, ve'en l'shanos ha'minog, minog kodum hu, v'nisiyased al pi vasikin. Exactly from when, what in other words, what is the source? We know that it goes back at least as far as the Maharam Mirutenberg, because we find it already in the Or Zarua and Hagos Maimini, but how far beyond that does it go back is unclear. Why? What would be the, if one could try to understand the genesis of the minhag? Why would it have been extended? So we don't find such a minhag by other nihuge avelus that they're extended. Why dafka by rechitza? So we have a machlokes over here between the Maharshal and the Darkei Moshe. They were contemporaries and they fought over many matters. So the Taz quotes the Maharshal that the fear was that we would make a equation between tisporet and rechitza. That classically, the haircut and the shower, the haircut and the shampoo would be linked with one another. And once a person can take a shampoo, we think he could also take a haircut. And so, since in people's minds these are linked, so therefore a minhag began to extend the Isur of rechitza to shloshim, where we would have the Isur tisporet going to shloshim. Darkei Moshe understands a little differently that since you can't wash your clothes until shloshim, so the minhag began of not washing your body until shloshim. Namely, the question over here we have, if you recall, the original brisa shloshim le tisporet v'gihutz. So one of these pulled along the rechitza, either the tisporet pulled along the rechitza on the level of minhag, or the gihutz pulled along the rechitza on the level of minhag. But what exactly is included in moving from the shiva to the shloshim? Here we have a machlokes as to what the shach means. The shach points out that although our girsa in the Ramah is osur kol rechitza, kol shloshim yom, we have a double kol. The shach says we take out that first kol. Nohagu ha'id no lesor rechitza kol shloshim yom. Kein tzarech lomar. V'keinu ba'ateres zov, he quotes the Levush, v'lo kamo shenitpas v'sfarim, kol rechitza. Why? Devadai rechitza b'tzonein leka isura klal. What does that phrase mean? Devadai rechitza b'tzonein leka isura klal. So here we have a machlokes achronim, that the Dogel Meravava and Rabbi Akiva Eger understood that what the Shach is telling us is that chas v'shalom, one should think that the minhag of shloshim would be more chamur than the world of shiva. Just as in shiva we have a heter of panav yodav v'raglav bitzonein, so also in shloshim we have a heter of panav yodav v'raglav bitzonein. However, just as in shiva we have an isur of taking a shower bitzonein kol gufo, so also in shloshim we have that same isur. Namely, all the shach is doing over here is telling us, according to Dogel Meravava and Rabbi Akiva Eger al Atar, is that the shloshim is equal to the world of shiva. Whatever was usher during shiva remains usher during shloshim. Whatever was mutter during shiva remains mutter during shloshim. However, the Pisrei Tshuva al Atar and the Aruch HaShulchan, no, they say no. What the Shach means, the Vadei Rechitza B'tzonein Leka Isura Klal, is that the shloshim is more kal than shiva. During shiva, you cannot wash your whole body B'tzonein. During shloshim, Vadei Rechitza B'tzonein Leka Isura Klal. That we maintain on the level of the minhag not to use mayim chamim, either for one's face, hands, and feet, or for one's body, that we maintain. But as opposed to shiva, where all you can do with sonin is wash your hands, feet, and face, unless it's dirt, during the shloshim, you can already take a shower in cold water. So in other words, both of these can fit into the language of the shach. The question is, what is the shach trying to do by taking the word kol rechitza out, to equate shloshim with shiva, or to make shloshim more lenient than shiva? Since we pask in halacha kedivrei ha'avel, Hagdiri Hotel. Halacha Kidiri Hamekel Ba'avelus. So the Gesher Chaim points out that Hamekel Yeshro Amilismach, that if someone would want to take a cold shower during the Shloshim, certainly it can be somech on the Aruch HaShulchan, and it can be somech on the Pisrei Tshuva over here, that quotes Tshuva Schein, which goes against the Dogma Revava and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay, there is another practical application to the world of Rechitza, and that's Sifav, Isha lo tikcho velo tefarkes v'yemei evra. That Rechitza is not just a question of washing, but we're dealing over here with enhancing appearance. We put Rechitza and Sicha together, so also makeup is included in the Iser. And the Mechaber Paskins, Shekol Elu Asurim Ke Rechitza. Ke Rechitza. The Shach points out that over here, Kaf HaDimyon is always a questionable translation. How does one translate a Kaf HaDimyon? Does it mean that we have an equality, or does it mean that we have a certain parallelism? And the Shach points out that over here, clearly, it's a parallelism rather than an equality. And we have certain areas in which Rechitza is more chamur, and certain areas in which it's more kal. We already pointed out that Rechitza, Midina, is only Shiva Yamin. However, in terms of Lotikcho Velotiparkes, this is Midina, without a minhag, this is Midina, all Shoshim Yom. This is Gemara in Ksuvas on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that we distinguish between different types of women, that the Kala is Muteret, and we have a Kala. In other words, basically we have over here three levels of women. We have a woman who's not yet married, we have a woman who just got married, and we have a woman who's been married. And in terms of the status of Kichul and Pirkus, so we say that the Kala is Muteret even during Shiva, the Eishes Ish is Muteret after Shiva, Shalotisgana al Ba'ala, two different levels of Lotisgana, and the woman who's not married, she remains Asur called Shloshim. That's Medina. That's Medina the Gemara. That's not a Minhag that came about at the time of the Maharami Rutenberg or Minhag Vasikin. Okay, so we have over here that in some ways, so it's Asur Kirichitza, means it's in the same ballpark. If we're counting, we're not going to count these as two separate Nihugi Avelos. It's one Nihugi Avelos of being, we should be more lax in terms of taking care of our physical appearance. There's one permutation called Rechitza, another permutation called Pirkus, Pirkas, right? With a Kuf. And Kichul, namely what we would call nowadays Ipur, Aleph Yud Pei Vav Resh, that's the modern Hebrew phrase for makeup, for putting on makeup. Okay, so that we have over here as well. Okay, so that's A. So even though this is not listed in the Rishimot of the Mechaber and the Rambam, but we have an Iser of Rechitza and Kichul Pirkus during Shloshim. What is mentioned? So let's move over to Siman Shin Pei Tet. Siman Shin Pei Tet, we have the principle of Avil Osir Bekvisas Kesuso V'din Gihutz. And over here, we have a double Iser. We have Avil Osir L'chabes Kesuso, and then we have in Sivav, Kol Shloshim Yom Osir L'ilbosh Beged Migohatz. That we have an Iser to do laundry, Kibus, that's part of the Iser of Malacha, that is a that is a din of Shiva. We saw that Avil is Asur Malacha Shiva Yamim, so that includes also the Kibus. And then we have a principle that just like Ukishem Sha'asur Lechabes and Sif Aleph, Kach Asur Gilbosh Hamachusim Hamachubasim Kodem Lachem. So we have an Iser of wearing begadim meguhatzim. What the
iron?
That's exactly. Okay. So the Rama points out, ula'achar zayin shari, ba'olam nahagu bo isur, namely that Medina de Gemara, we have an Iser to wear begadim meguhatzim kol shoshim. Miminhag, we also are not allowed to wear begadim mechubasim. We use the terminology that meguhatz means ironed and mechubas means washed. The again, the makar over here is the isha tekoit, that she was told to disguise herself bebigdei avil, namely that an avil would not be wearing clothing that would be neither ironed nor washed. What's pointed out by the shach over here in Sifkat on Beis is that Isur of Kibbutz is only when we're dealing with Neser V'chol, when some detergent is used. Simply to soak something in water, that is not considered to be, in Shabbos, it would be a din of Kibbutz, that Shriyasad Zoe Kibbutzo, but not in terms of Avel. What we have over here are a number of heterim that we'll list off, that the Iser of wearing begadim mechubasim does not apply to bigdei ze'ah. The Orach HaShulchan Alatar points out that the bigdei ze'ah, what we would call underclothing and socks, over there, they absorb, in other words, they're samud to the body, they absorb the sweat, and therefore changing them is not an issue of ta'anug, it's an issue of tzorech. So just as we saw that the Iser of Rechitza is only leta'anug, the Iser of Kvisa also is only leta'anug. So there's a whole slew of begadim that are excluded, that are considered to be letzorech, that one would wear clean garments, and that is not an issue. A. B. If we have a beged which has a ketem, that a beged which is muluchlach, so again, one would be allowed with water to wash it, even during Shiva, because that is, you know, letzorech, and hu hadin, one would be allowed to change it to a beged even during Shiva. In other words, if you were wearing a beged that got a stain, you would be allowed, or stam, just was in your eyes a beged that was already very dirty, you'd be allowed to change it letzorech. The Pisrei Tshuva in Sivkot on Beis points out, Ayen shelos u'tshuvos lach meitoda, shehela dehodelo hitiru ela la'achar zayin. It appears from the Shulchan Aruch, you're only allowed to change your clothes after 7 days. Haynu dafka b'machluf l'ta'anug, av l'machluf l'tzorech, gon sha'achaluk muluchlach, o mishum irbuvia v'chulei, shari afilu b'chol toch shiva. Why? Because it's kamo rechitza. Dlo asur ela shel ta'anug. Umashel oba hadavar hazem afurish v'poskim, ein zela mishum rov pishituto. Hudavar halamed bidin rechitza v'sicha sheher v'chulei. Namely that we have over here simply a svara, yeshara, that one would be allowed to change one's clothes if one's clothes are dirty. Thirdly, we have a heter, if one would want to wear clean clothes, even if that which is washed, is currently wearing, is not dirty. The Ramo and Sif Aleph points out, v'nohagin she'odam acher lov sham tchila v'acharkach lov sham ha'avel. That as long, the moment that they are worn by someone else, and the shir over here is rak sha'achas dailakach, sha' over here, pashas doesn't mean a 60-minute hour, but that a person would wear it, like when you're changing clothes to wear during the 9 days. So if someone were to wear it for a period of time, 15, 20 minutes, depending as to how hot it is outside, v'chulei, then already when the avo would be washing it, it would no longer have a shame of a beged mechubas. Okay, so those are the three heterim. I'm sorry, that the Easter of wearing a beged mechubas doesn't apply at all to that which is samud to one's body, to undergarments and to socks. That if clothing is dirty, then one is allowed to change because that's considered to be letzorech. And when one wants to put on something that one would view as a beged mechubas, one can take off the name of beged mechubas by having someone else wear it. Yes?
7 days
or
30 days?
So what we have over here is this is gihutz v'tisporet, that a beged which is ironed is aser midina for 30 days. A mechubas, that's already minhag. We view the mechubas as the meguhats. We don't distinguish between them. And certainly, what one finds in the middle of Sif Aleph, Ein Tzarech Lomar She'asur Lilbosh Chadashim, that certainly one shouldn't wear new clothing, again, for the 30 days. And over here, there is a Be'er Hagola at the end of the Siman. There is like a little parenthesis with a circle inside, where the Be'er Hagola writes, "Kosaf Hakolbo B'Shem Haram B'Makom She'asur Lilbosh Chadashim." If the Avil needs, in other words, had already purchased something new, he hasn't yet worn it, and he needs it to wear, so if someone else will wear it, not since it's new, it's not a question of wearing it l'shah, it's a question of wearing it, that it loses its stage of newness for 2 or 3 days, then already that would remove the shame beged chadash from that particular garment. Okay, so far we've dealt with two categories of shloshim, namely that of course are also during shiva but extend into shloshim, namely the din of rechitza and the din of gihutz and kibbutz. Moving over to yeah.
But when I was in America, I was finished with my father. They brought us 30 days for laundry.
For doing.
The Bible says you shouldn't wear, you shouldn't do laundry for a guy. For it.
Well, we pointed out, yeah, over here, we pointed out that the din of laundering, that's Shiva. The din of wearing is Shloshim. Again, during the time of Shiva, you can't launder and you can't wear. When we go beyond Shiva, then the Easter Malacha of laundering falls off. That we pointed out. What remains during the Shloshim is the Easter of wearing Begadim Mechubasim. So in Achinami, you could put it into the washing machine, but in terms of wearing it, unless what you're wearing is dirty, and that would be a heter to change, one would have someone else wear it for an hour. Okay, moving over to Siman Shin Tzadi Dine Giluach Usrika V'Avel. Ha'avel Osir L'Galeach Sa'aro. Echad Seyar Rosho, Echad Seyar Zikano, V'Echad Kol Seyar Shebo, Afilo Shel Beis Hastarim, Kol Shloshim Yom. Again, this is an Easter that goes from Shiva through Shloshim. It's learned out from the Pasuk of Rashechem al Tifro. Again, according to the Ravid, it would be a Drasha Gemura. According to all the Rishonim, we're dealing with an Asmachta. We're dealing with a Din Durabana. In terms of the nature of the Iser, one can see that from Siv Vav. In Siv Vav, the Mechaber points out, L'srok Rosho b'masreik Mutar Afilu Toch Shiva. Namely, as opposed to the world of Meleches Shabbos, where we would have an Iser of combing one's hair on Shabbos, it would be a psikresha of pulling the hair out of Giluach. Here, or as opposed to Nazir, we would have such an Iser of combing that would be a psikresha. Here, the Iser is not the malacha that we're dealing with, but rather, I guess what you would call tisporet shel simcha, that which would give a person a certain degree of oneg. However, simply combing one's hair, even if some hairs were to come out, there is no unique oneg in that. That is simply maintenance. That is not a din of oneg. There is a machlokes in Sif Hey. In Sif Hey, the girsa that we have is Isha Muteras Benetelas Seyar Achar Zayin. And the Rama says V'yesh Osrim Af Leisha V'chein Ikar. That it appears that we have a machlokes between the Machaber and the Rama. The Machaber is passing over here like the Rif, and the Rama is paskening like the Ramban, like Tosfos, as to whether the extension from Shiva to Shloshim applies to a woman. Why would it not apply to a woman? So the So in the Shach Sifkatan Gimel, Beis Yosef Mashma Dafilu Leish Mutar. This is talking about terms. There's a whole question of simply the text is very corrupt. So in the Shach's text, where we have that Lisrok Bemasrek Mutar, he had Lisrok Leisha Mutar, and so he writes over there Beis Yosef Mashma Dafilu Leish Mutar De Enkan Lo Tanug Velo Simcha. V'lav dafka nakat isha. The previous shach sivkat on beis deals with the issue of netilas seyar. So the beis v'habach pasav makam shedarka shel isha legaleach sarot elu kon ribui sarot ditzida. That the reason that we would distinguish in terms of a man and a woman is that for a man, his tisporet of during shlosh, in other words, for him not to be mistaper for the shloshim would be a lack of ta'anug. Ma she'en kan by a woman, it would already be somewhat of a tzorach. And you know that a woman after 7 days would already be in the parsha of moving into the world of tzorech as opposed to the world of ta'anuk, that would over here be the machlokes. We paskin like the Rama, we paskin like the Rama that the isur of tisporet both for a man and for a woman is up to 30 days. But the concept of tzorech does come in Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, the Mechaber paskins, v'seyar shel safa v'hatzdadim kol shema'akev et ha'achila toch zayin osur achar zayin mutar. Be'etzem, over here, there are 3 deos in the Rishonim. The Ramban paskins, this is the Gra quotes, that the seyar of the safa even toch shiva is mutar. It's the tzorech, in order that a person eat. The Maritz Geos allows it after Shiva, and the Ravid is the one who asers it legamre. He says that the heter of Safa is only in Chol HaMoed, it's not during Abel. The Mechaber, according to the Gra, was Makriya. Since we have 3 deos, so he passed in like the middle deya. He passed in like the middle deya, that for Shiva it's aser, and for Shloshim it's muter, but the Gra felt that al pi ikar hadin, the Ramban is correct. Hadivrei Ramban Ikar Kamo Shochiach Mirushalmi, that anything which is Litzarech, just as Rechitza Litzarech is Mutar during Shiva, and Kvisa Litzarech is Mutar during Shiva, so also Tisparet Litzarech should be Mutar during Shiva. So again, what over here is the Tzarech? So the mustache of a man would be a Tzarech after Shiva if it interferes with one's eating. The Yitachain that by a woman it's machlokis, that there's a day that b'chal take cutting her hair after Shiva would already be litzorech, that we are machmiran. But Al Atar, the Pnei Baruch, quotes in the name of Rav Ozner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Sheva Talevi, in Perik Yutet Ha'arabet, that we have another form of tzorech, the subjective form that we saw also in terms of the world of Ni'ilas HaSando, namely that and leaving one's house, that let's say we have a situation where a son is sitting shiva for his father and his mother is unaware that his father passed away, but his mother is very sick, and were his mother to know that her husband passed away, that could be a death blow to her. So the son would be allowed to shave even, you know, where it's immediately after shiva, in order that his mother not be aware that the father passed away. Namely, again, that we have this form of tzorech for the purpose of the mental health of another individual. That's also considered to be a form of tzorech. Okay, just as we pointed out that sicha comes under rechitza and ipur, just one second, comes under rechitza, we also have a subcategory to the world of giluach, to the world of tisporet, and that's sif zayin, k'shem she'asur galeach kol shloshim yom, kach asur litol tzipornayim bikli, that cutting one's nails would also be come under the Iser Tisporet. Yes, you wanted to ask?
I was going
to
ask, a woman who, let's say, was planning to get her haircut, her hair is like only the Katsis, and then she is an Avilus, and then after she's an Avilus, after Shiva, she's planning to go to Mikvah. Is that considered she's an
Iser? So we're going, that's exactly what we're going to talk about currently. So here, we also have the issue of cutting one's nails before one goes to Mikvah. So, and we have the issue of going to Mikvah itself. That going to mikveh itself, you know, where it's most mikvot already warm water. There's no heter for an avil. There's an iser of rechitza during shloshim in warm water. So we pointed out that if it's not go'oneg, but it's litzorech, then it'd be mutter. So to her to go to the mikveh would be mutter. It should be also mutter for her to cut her hair and to cut her nails. But for some strange reason, the Mechaber paskins that isha she'irat filasa achar shiva toch shloshim yom. But why at all do we need any shinui at all? So of course, this is litzorach. That's the question over here of the Taz. Tamuali, im yesh iser litol ba'atzma, the moment that she is going to the mikveh. And in other words, that means that we're viewing all of this as a mitzvah, as a tzorech. Why in the world would we have b'chlal an issue? So the Taz simply leaves it b'tzorech iyun. The Shach in the Kruz HaKesef points out that b'chol zot we want to have a shinui that she'll remember that she's ba'avelus v'chulei. But in a chinami, if there's no one around to cut her nails, even the Shach agrees that she could cut her own nails, because again, all of these Yisurim are only Osir L'Tanug, but L'Tzorech, they're all Mutter.
Who had her hair?
And who had dinner hair, yeah. The moment it's L'Tzorech, it's Mutter. Okay, up to now, the halachas are pretty straightforward. So we've seen Rechitza, we've seen Gihutz / Kibus, we've seen Tisporet class / Nitilasi Pornayim. What we have to see now is Siman Shin Sadi Aleph, Avil Aser B'chol Minei Simcha. This is much more problematic, not in terms of the concept. The concept, the Levush Alatar points out, there's no pasuk that we find in the Gemara to learn this out. Everything else we had a pasuk for. We had a pasuk for removing one's shoes. We had a pasuk for clothes. We had a pasuk for everything. But over here, this is simply a svara pshuta, that avil and simcha are antonyms. You can't be sameach if you're an avil. That we have over here a clash of mood, which would be improper. Avil aser b'chol minei simcha. But of course, you know, how does the mood express itself and what actions? So here we have a list. We have lists of things that are aser. So firstly, we see a difference between shiva and shloshim. Namely, even though this moves into shloshim, but in shiva, sif aleph, avil aser b'simcha lefikach lo yikach tinok b'cheiko kol shiva, shema yavo lidei schok. Namely, that the expression of simcha, via schok, just by that sense of of laughing, that is already usur during Shiva, and therefore one shouldn't do any actions that would bring about an expression, a physical expression of simcha. Holding a baby would bring about a tremendous sense of simcha. Saying the psuki before Havdalah, the psuki simcha, the Pisrei Tshuva points out over here in Sifkatan Aleph, the Avil doesn't say, just goes straight into the brachos. He doesn't say, because if one is listening to what one is saying, Ki Kel Yeshua Asi, Eftafel Achad, I mean, it's a tremendous simcha to the individual that he has on whom to rest. And since this is not part of Seder HaTfilah, so we leave out these psuke simcha during Shiva. It's not a din of Talmud Torah. It's, in other words, it's a din of simcha. One could say Talmud Torah is also a din of simcha. What simcha is asur during shloshim? So here the Gemara speaks about Beit Mishteh. Gemara on Daf Kaf Beis Amid Beis, namely a certain place which is set aside for an eating and drinking of simcha. What is included? So we have a list over here in the Machaber and the Ramah of various scenarios that would be considered to be a form of Beis Mishteh, where the bottom line is that it's usur unless we have a heter. So I say the Machaber brings Simchas Mereus. Simchas Mereus is what we would call a Sudas Rishus, namely simply going out with friends for dinner, a Simchas Mereus. So the Machaber says that's usur unless we're dealing with Chayav Lefroa Osa, unless we're dealing with a society in which there was a sense of a quid pro quo, namely that I would invite you out and then you would invite me out. Namely, there's sort of a chov on the individual to return the favor, to create a certain equilibrium. And so a chov one is allowed to fulfill. But if there is not that chov to begin a cycle of Simchas Mereus, to begin, I'll take you out and then you'll take me out, etc., that would be improper. What about a Sudas Mitzvah? So we find over here in the Ramah where he points out that Avel Toch Lamed Asur Lechol Sudas Mitzvah She Ba'olam on one hand, but he says, however, Sudas Mitzvah Deles Be'Simcha, in other words, that there are Su'udos and there are Su'udos. That there is Sudas Mitzvah, class Sudas Mitzvah would be like a Sheva Brachos, that would be asur. But if we have a Sudas Mitzvah which is drier, like a bris or a pidyon haben, so the Ramah quotes over here the Trumas Hadeshen, who is matir. Or another situation of a Sudas Mitzvah which would be mutar, he mentions Ubachaburas Mitzvah gon shemasi yosom viyasoma l'shem shamayim, where you're involved in a mitzvah that were you not to attend this dinner, the whole thing would fall apart. Namely, your attendance is part and parcel of your mitzvah. If you want to marry off the siyasam and yisama, so you are the one who should be there, being mesameach them. So again, these are the exceptions. Within this framework of Sudas Mitzvah, we can put the Rambam's category of Holech Lamakom Rachok L'Schora. The Mechaber brings that earlier at the end of Siman Shin Pei. If you look at the end of Siman Shin Pei, Sif Kafei, the Mechaber writes, I'll call Mesim Oser Ad Shloshim Yom Lelech L'Schora L'Merachok. This is a Yerushalmi. Again, it's quoted by the Rambam and by the Rush and by the Mechatur and the Mechaber. Why? Deika pirsum gadol v'dome l'simcha shaholech b'shayara gedola usmechim harbi b'derech. So this is also a form of simcha. What I would suggest, maybe to understand it nowadays, is thinking about a convention. Namely, you're a doctor. So there is a doctor's convention in Las Vegas. Or there is a doctor's convention in New Orleans. Right? So again, part of the convention is business, right? That there are all sorts of new forms of medicine that one can learn, but part of it is the Simchas Mereus aspect of meeting colleagues, of somewhat of a vacation. That's the Lelech B'Schora L'Machom Rachok, that the that the convention, be it a medical convention, a dental convention, a business convention, in other words, that is an atmosphere of a base mishnah. Even though there is schora involved, but you're not going only for the schora. Yeah, there are side benefits that are involved. So here we have the overall framework, and then the Ramah tosses a damper on everything, even though he had previously pointed out that l'chora, one can be matir here, one can be matir there. He says, however, that's mi'ikar hadin. But ha-minhag, in the middle of the Ramah of Sif Beis, shelo le'chol b'shum su'da ba'olam kol yud beis chodesh im hu chutz le'beiso. B'toch ha-bayit mekilin le'shaochel be'beiso su'das bris mila ve'kol shekein shar su'do she'ein bahem simcha. Namely, so the Ramah over here gives this overall isur of a person to eat outside of his house, even the sudas he mentioned earlier, namely the Trumas Hadeshet, the sudas Bris Mila, the sudas Pidyon HaBen. You want to, you can go to the ceremony, but not to the su'uda. So the question is, are there heterim according to this minhag of the Ramah? So the Ramah himself gives a heter of betoch beso. He says, let's say that the grandfather is sitting shiva, and he'd like to attend the bris of his grandson. So rather than have the bris in a hall where he would be allowed to attend the ceremony, but not the su'uda, have the bris in his home. And then he would be allowed to attend the su'uda. The Pnei Baruch in Perek Chaf in Har Alamed extends this even to a Sheva Brachos. He says that let's say you have a grandfather who wants to have a Sheva Brachos for a grandchild, and he's in Shloshim, so rather than have the Sheva Brachos in a hall, have, and the grandfather would not be able to attend, he would just go and give a speech of leave, have it in his home, and then he would be able to attend, and he says this in the name of Gedolei Hora'ah. I have no idea who the Gedolei Hora'ah that the Pnei Baruch is quoting, but it's very problematic for two reasons. Firstly, Rav Tikashinsky feels that this heter of having a suit in one's home, a suit is a suit, where it is. He disagrees with the Ramah's heter of doing any sort of a suit, even for a bris, in one's home. But even if you want to say it, but the Ramah says it, you know, the Ramah is, we're Yotzim Biyad Ramah, we follow the Ramah in terms of Minag Ashkenaz, but the Ramah says it by a sudas bris. To move from a sudas bris to a Sheva Brachos is quite a jump. I remember once speaking to Rabbi Willig about this because, you know, this is a question that comes up. It's when you become rabbis in Yitzhak Hashem, you should know that most questions you're going to have are Dinei Avelos, close second, depending upon the age of the congregation, are Hilchos Taras and Mishpacha, and then Kashrus comes in third. In other words, those are the three areas. Halavai people would ask more Hilchos Shabbos, but you can initiate it by teaching Hilchos Shabbos in your shul. But in these areas, everyone asks, and everyone has all sorts of conflicts in terms of Avelos that they were planning on this and planning on that, and all of a sudden this happened and that happened. And so, you know, so this question came up. Can a grandfather host a Sheva Brachos in his home? And Rabbi Willig agreed with me that it's very, very problematic. Okay, so that's A.
So the Ma said the novel could eat at someone else's house on Shabbos?
Excellent question. We're coming to that. Okay. The Gesher HaChayim points out that, again, going back to the Trumas HaDeshen, that there are different levels of Sudas Mitzvah. There are those that are, by their nature, more similar to a base mishteh, and more those that are more similar to a base medrash. So he quotes over here from the Dogma Ravava Al Atar, who felt that even if you want to aser, as the Ramah does, a sudas bris mila out of one's home, a sudas pidyon haben out of one's home, but a sudas siyum, that's like as dry as you can get, right? In other words, that's something that a person would be able, an avil, not only could attend the siyum, but it could attend the suda. See, look over here in Dogma Merivava, in other words, where the Ramah says, "B'shum suda ba'olam u'b'siyum mesechet ayein la'el kach v'kach," and who adin siyum sudas bar mitzvah if the kid is going to be doresh or it's be'ito bismano, namely it's a serious bar mitzvah, not a goodbye Columbus bar mitzvah, like a bar mitzvah that you would like to have for your son. you know, that would be
bemet.
It's a
father for a son.
What?
It's a father for a son.
No, then you could attend, you know, it's that any avel could attend a sudas bar mitzvah that would be. Well, there would be a base medrash. Okay, so I'm saying, so this is the Dogel Merevava points out that these should be mutter, and what?
Irrespective of the music.
No, not with music, if there's no music. Simply the Suda. Up to now, we've said that the eating and drinking per se are problematic. So, the Ramah went ahead, and after he brought the Heter, the Tumas Hadeshem, he went ahead and said all sudas are no good if they're out of the house. The Gemara Vava wants to bring back in the sudas siyum, the sudas bar mitzvah. The problem is that everything turns into a slippery slope. So then in the Gilyon HaMaharsha, he wants to say, well, maybe a shalom zachar is also, you know, that not, you know, it's not like a, you know, a happy-go-lucky place, and a Chanukah Sabayis, and maybe a Chanukah suda, and maybe a suda shiduchim. But all of these, again, are very problematic, as you pointed out, Yeshaya. They're very, very subjective to the culture in which one, you know, it's an excuse for a party. In other words, depending, you know, like are they going to have balloons? Are they going to have, you know, all sorts of things for kids? B'chulei. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yoredeya Chelek Gimel. It's the very last tshuva in that Chelek, I think. Kuf Samach Alef, Reish Samach. Right before he moves into Hilchos Ribbis. Kuf Samach Aleph. It's a little disconcerting because his numeration goes Kuf Samach Aleph, and then he goes into Hilchos Ribbis Kuf Nun Tet. He goes back. Okay. But in any case, the last tshuva that he has over there is Le'ezes Su'udos Muter Lo'avil B'toch Yud Beis Chodesh Le'lech, which is what we're talking about in terms of Shloshim. In other words, the sudas of Shloshim, and so he says nira the besudas bar mitzvah kishehu karov o yedid kaze shemuchrach lelech yachol. In other words, that if there is a family connection, and we already saw the Gemara Rav Avah says the bar mitzvah bachar is going to be doresh, it's bito bismano, no music, or he's bebeis medrash and yachol gotzes. Babi Kefarhesia, if this is a kiddush right after davening, and he davened in the shul, and the father bar mitzvah said, come, you know, it's in its little, it would be avelus perhesi for him to say, I'm an avel, kishizeh b'shabbosim mo'adim. However, even on Shabbos, right? I'm coming to what you were told, okay? I'm coming. However, he says, Sudas Chanukah, Eina Avil Rashay Leilich. Gama Sudas that the Admurim make on Chanukah shouldn't go to. Sudas Chanukah Sabayis he shouldn't go to. A Shalom Zachar he should only go to if he's a Karov or Yedid, and then you have the combination of Karov and Yedid and Farhesia. Namely, that what's clear from Rav Moshe is that, again, he takes the Ramah very seriously. That you should only go to Sudas that are like a seal. Or that's the only one that he would sort of, that's the one that he would say across the board, you can go to a suda of a siyum, this place your wife wouldn't want to go, right? In other words, that, you know, it's a siyum tonight, okay, you go, I'll go out with my friends, I'm not going to go to a siyum. Anyway, so if your wife doesn't want to go, then you can go. Then you see that's not a simcha. But, you know, in terms of a bar mitzvah or a shalom zachar, it's only if you have extenuating circumstances.
I just don't see why a shalom zachar is considered more chamor, more serious than a bar mitzvah, than a priest.
So, okay, I'm coming.
I mean, it seems like you're implying that a shalom zachar is more serious and therefore less of a problem than a priest.
I agree with you 1,000%. It's very, very totally. If you'd be at a Yerushalmi shalom zachar where all they serve are arbis, and everyone's sitting around quietly, you know, saying avort on the parsha. So, okay, that's like a suda siyum, right? It's more to be menachem the poor kid who lost all of his Torah. You know, that's very, very different than urei, right? The grus shalom zachar. You know, they're just different shalom zachars. So you have to deal with the shalom zachar as it is. Just before. Just one more heter I just want to point out, and that I heard from Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, which is very shayach to all of you, that if there's any situation where there's an educational setting, you're an educator, you're a rabbi, you're invited to Kolel Shabbaton, You're invited to a Torah Traga in Shabbos. And you're an Avel, so you go. Because you're going as a Mechanech. You're not, you know, it's your role there is not to be one of the gang. Your role there is you're going to be asked to speak, you're going to be asked to be Mashpia. So anything which involves Chinuch, there you would be allowed to go whether it's a weekday, whether it's a Shabbos. Rezal Menachem, you said that one is allowed to go. But what comes out of all of this, and this is what Yishayah was asking before, is that it seems that without a heter, even if it's on Shabbos, you just can't automatically say, there's no Avelos for Hesi on Shabbos, I can just go to anyone I want to, my neighbors can invite me, and I can go, lo, ze lo inyan pashut. I'm aware that there are many rabbis who say that, but I really can't. In other words, the fact that Rav Moshe says you can only go to a Shalom Zachar if you're a Karov or a Yedid. Self, Eid Avelos prefer Hesia. But that alone is not enough. You need that A, it be a Suda that would really not have a festive tone to it, and that there has to be some special reason why you would be going to this one as opposed to another one. So it appears to me, just a regular Achas, that for you to be invited to someone else's house for a regular Shabbos meal would be very problematic. You can invite to your home for a Shabbos meal whoever you want. The Ramah says that, you know, it's that haminok sholecho b'shum suda ba'olam koyu beis chodesh imuchutz lebeiso. But betoch beiso, if the Ramah allowed a suda's bris in the house, clearly a suda's Shabbos would be allowed in the house. So a person who's an avil, clearly if he wants to maintain his social butterfly connections, he should invite to his house all of his friends Shabbos after Shabbos. But unfortunately, I do not find a real heter for it to be a two-way street, unless one of two things. Either, unless you're dealing with a society which that's so much a part of the society. Let's say you live in Ephrat, okay? And I'm just giving an example. And it's part of the society that everyone invites everyone. You live in Greece, I don't know. And in other words, it's part of the society that everyone, there's a sort of a social pressure to invite people for a meal. Maybe then it would be available for Hesse if you were to take yourself out of the standard of the society. Maybe. But other than that, you know, whereas I really don't have a heter. My wife got very upset at me. Sorry for the teletype. that she says, what, you know, I mentioned to you, I have a brother-in-law who unfortunately is a chronic bracha, just passed away. So he has a son, you know, who asked me all of the questions, a nephew of mine. And I say, look, why don't you find another rabbi? You know, it's, I really, you know, it's, so after, give him the heterim, give him all the heterim. I'll have to give divrei ha-mekel ba'avel. So I agree, if I see two sides, I certainly give him the heterim, but just going through, so I told the boy, I told my nephew, I'm relearning Hilchos Avelos. If I come up with a heter, I'll let you know. But I, you know, it's after reading through the Ramah, and Rav Moshe's Chuvos, and what I heard from Rav Zalman Nechemia, and what I saw in Gesher Achayim, you know, the fact that Pnei Baruch says, you can go to Suda Shabbos, you know, Ein Avelos for Hesia, I find that not to be the schnitt of the poskim that usually we follow in this area. So
I was told, this is in Chicago, that if it was more than two families, the right out is more than two families, but it's like one family, maybe one other guest, I could go. That's what I was told.
Okay.
So it's like different sagas, I'm just saying different sagas.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah?
Was that only coming to start for Rav? That means Rav is invited to the wedding. Rav is invited to any function.
Come to the wedding. Okay, well, let's speak about weddings. Okay. Okay. So we'll come to a wedding. So we have over here a machaber in Sif Gimel. The machaber says, "Likanes lachupa shelo b'shas achila lishmoa brachos yesh matirim v'yesh osrim." Who adin in the Ramah? He has a yesh matirim v'yesh osrim. The only thing the Ramah says one certainly shouldn't do is bisman mat. What's his language? Mazmute chasan v'kala. When the band is playing, you should not be there. That's the marker that we have in Shulchan Aruch for an avil not listening to music. The Ramah simply takes for granted, what the Ramah does permit is the That you can officiate at a wedding. You can be the Mesader Kedusha. You'll ask them, would you mind just not having music during the klupa? Or say, just call me in when the music, after the an American wedding, when you have the processional. Right, so call me, call the Rav in after the processional. Right, after everyone's under the chuppa, then the Rav will come out of his hiding place and he will officiate who adin. The Rama says that you can, if you're invited, to say one of the Shema Brachos. So again, that would be permissible. In terms of the Seuda of the wedding, yes?
I assume that the singing of Meshkachik is said, so that's not a...
Not talking about singing. Mazmute, yes. I assume Mazmute means playing. Means
so sometimes like there's music accompaniment when they're singing.
You're correct. Background music, which is sad, would not
l'chorev come. Even though, like, you know, sometimes it's a managed performance by a singer.
Okay. So the Rav doesn't. I don't know if the Rav says to stay in Mishkach Yerushalayim. I mean, he can put that at the end of the chuppah and he'll have already left when he's in Avil. In terms of eating, so the Ramah gives a heter. V'chein nohagim rak she'avil mashamesh sham im yirtze v'ochel that the v'ochel bebeito. I'm sorry, mashamesh. That we have a heter of the individual being a mishamish, sort of working at the wedding. So this is pointed out that this is a heter sometimes that good friends or relatives use. I will come to parents in a minute. But there are three limitations if one wants to use the heter of being a mishamish, of being a waiter, being a photographer, being a singer. And if you want to be a mishamish, so Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that it has to be an act which is derech hamashamshit, not derech bal hasimcha. Namely, let's say, for example, in many weddings, the father of the chasan or of the kala walks around with a bottle of schnapps, and you know, it's he's not a mashamish, he's not a waiter, right? In other words, you can't say I'll walk around with a bottle of schnapps. That's something that the bal hasimcha does. That is not a mashamish. That's it has to be derech hamashamshit. Again, a waiter or take a video or a singer. Secondly, it has to be for the entire wedding. Namely, it's not enough just that someone should take out a plate of fish, in other words, to his table, and then sit down and eat the entire suda. That, in other words, it means that he's taking upon himself to be a waiter. It would be much easier if he takes on himself to make a video. Then, you know, that could be on and off during the entire suda. And Rav Moshe points out that even when he's using, or specifically when he's using the heter of a mishamish, the Rav Moshe is in, the two, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv are in the Pnei Baruch, on page Resh Tet Zayin. The Rav Moshe is in Yeredei Chelek Beis, Simon Kufay in Aleph. He points out even when you're using the heter of the mishamish, but the mishamish has a separate table where they eat. Right, the waiters have a table, the band has a table, the photographer, he eats at the table of the band, etc. So either eat with the, in other words, you want to be a waiter, so eat with the waiters, you want to be a photographer, so eat with the band, or be a traveling minstrel, namely, for one course sit at this table, one course sit at that table, namely, you know, don't have a makom kavua. In other words, if you're going to have a makom kavua, then that sort of takes away the uniqueness of your being a mishamish. What was asked a moment ago, what about the parents? So here we have a machlokes achronim. Everyone agrees that parents and grandparents in Avelus should be at a wedding of a child or a grandchild, because otherwise it's a davar ha'ave. We report at the beginning of Ksuvas that for davar ha'ave monetarily, we have kulos in the world of Avelus. Kal v'chomer over here, it would cause a tzar gadol to the chasan and the kala, a tzar gadol to the parents and the grandparents. They certainly should be there. The question is, can they be there and sit b'mokom kavod? That's the way the Gesher Chaim paskins, that they should sit on the dais. Because otherwise the chasan and the kala will be very upset. At my wedding, my parents didn't sit at the dais. At my wedding, my parents were serving the food, or they were videoing. It's my wedding. But Rav Moshe says that even when a parent comes, he shouldn't, in other words, he should still use the heter of moving from place to place. He should sit one course here, one course there, etc. Okay? So, but again, in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is that the parents or grandparents come, and they eat regularly. They sit where they would normally sit. Yes.
The
Rav is only the heter of the Rav when he's an avil is to officiate, not to be. Oh, sorry, I forgot about England. You understand, yeah, that you can tell if it's an English wedding if someone speaks at the dinner. Right. The so I would find it very unusual that the Rav should serve as a mishamish. The Rav should come to give this speech. That's all. You don't have to be the whole meal. I heard a very beautiful speech from Rav Miller from Gateshead. He once spoke about the fact there are three types of wives. There is a regular wife, a great wife, and a superb wife.
That is your wife.
No. He wanted to find what is a superb wife. That was it was like a real English drasha. Okay. The yes.
Once parent in the Hanukkah, I think in Eretz Yisrael even as well as America, that when parents, let's say, escort their child down to the football, there usually is music playing.
So again, the parent is Mufka from Dini Avelos. He's Cinderella for the night, right? Until the clock strikes midnight, right? He's Cinderella. Afterwards, turns back into a pumpkin. But he's not an Avel. He does whatever a parent does. He dance and they'll sing and v'chule v'chule.
Is it only for a wedding though?
For a wedding.
Is only for a wedding.
Only for a wedding.
Not for any other stuff, like bar mitzvah of a son or.
So again, we saw that a bar mitzvah. We saw the Dogma of Rava says that any Avel can attend a bar mitzvah. The Rav Moshe said that any Karov or Yedid can attend a bar mitzvah if it's a bar mitzvah with a drasha and no music, etc. The only time.
If there's music,
the only heter is for a wedding. But if it's a grandparent and they're having a bar mitzvah, they shouldn't have music.
We said a bris,
in other words, that the Ramah said only in the house of the Avel. And Rav Moshe said that if it's a Yedid or a Karov, but again, generally only to go to the Tekes and not to eat by the Suda. Yeah?
Within the Karov Erma for any Suda, and to go into any Suda, is it just to eat there, or even, could you go to a, let's say you're not from a Bris, could you go to a Bris and not eat at Suda, be present the whole Suda?
Wish a Mazel, no, not to be present the whole Suda, wish a Mazel Tov.
You can't be.
You want to be present, you want to simply walk around, you can be present and not eat, I think, if you're uncomfortable.
Let's say
you're
not
having a bris,
you go to
a bris
and just not eat, that's okay.
Sit at
the table, be part of the thing,
and
not eat food.
Again, in other words, we're very culturally attuned. A bris, generally, if you're not going to eat, in other words, then you're just walking around with a sefer. It's not, then the bar mitzvah is, you know, again, a 21st century bar mitzvah, not in Yerushalayim. It's lo pashut. I mean, it's a base mishnah in the atmosphere. There are heterim. Okay, Siddurga Barva says that a bar mitzvah you can attend. Rav Moshe just wants to limit it to a friend. They say you can attend. So there, I think one would be more mekel. But it's very, very. I just pointed out it's very, very subjective.
Like a father of bris, also not. That different? The father
in the father. So again, they shouldn't have music. If the father's in Avelos, they shouldn't have music. If the father's, let's say, there's an engagement party, and the father's in Avelos, so have the engagement party without music. Okay, just one more subcategory of Simcha, and that's Shin Sadi Beis Avel Aser Kol Lamed Yom Lisa Isha. That here we have part of the Easter of Simcha is getting married. And again, we have the tzorech, the heter of tzorech. If he hasn't been mekayim pru revu, that's if base that we have a heter. Just one more mare makom, something we already saw, but to go back to Siman Shin Pei Hei, we pointed out that the avel, the in Shin Pei Hei Gimel, the Ramah points out, osur l'shloach manos la'avel al aviv v'alimo v'chulei, this is that the avel shouldn't receive mishloach manos. This is also part of the Simcha. To receive a gift is part of the world of Simcha. And the Taz over there uses the language, Kosav Mori Vachami, Vishem Rabbeinu Yehuda, Avel Toch Lamed, Eno Yachol Lahazmin La'acherim, Olehizamein im acherim. What is this lahazmin ulehizamein? So the Gesher Achayim understands this as a kin, what he calls a kinus chedva, what we're used to calling in America simchat meriyut. Simply that you shouldn't invite friends out for dinner, they shouldn't invite you out for dinner. Not talking about to come to your house, but to go out for a meal, a kinus chedva, something that you would, under other circumstances, view as being very nice, inviting another couple out to a restaurant for dinner. That kinus chedva, you should not accept the invitation, and you should not go. To go out to dinner with your wife, that's a mitzvah. I mean, think to yourselves, you know, what your wife is suffering during your time of avelish. You know, she's going places all by herself, or she's not going. So to take her out, that's a mitzvah. To take your family out for supper, lama lo. That's not the simchas mareyus, that's not a base mishnah. But to go out with other couples, again, Shaya speaks about two as opposed to one. I don't know any nafkamina between one and two. Okay, I don't know. But in any case, that's over here, the lehazmin ulehizamein, lesudat kinusei chedva. I'll just conclude with the Rav. The Rav had a different definition of simchas mareyus, which went much further than anything we've seen up to now. It's well known that the Rav viewed Sfira as a framework of Avelos of Yud Beis Kodesh. And he said that one shouldn't go to a ball game during Sfira. Namely, that Simchas Mereyus doesn't necessarily mean that you enjoy the company of the person that you're sitting with, but you enjoy being in a crowd. A person who would go to a ball game as opposed to watching it on his computer. I would want to say it's part of the science, TV. Right? Well, somebody watching on his computer. Why wouldn't he watch on his computer? A, it's free. B, he has the best view of everything. Stop action and everything. Why in the world would he go to a ballpark? So you go to a ballpark to be part of a crowd. There's a certain simcha of being part of a crowd. Or go to a movie theater. You can see anything you want in your own home, even on a screen which is at least as big as that of a movie theater. But why would you go? Because you want to be part of a crowd. You want to go to a comedy and laugh with everyone. Go to a theater to be part of a crowd, even though you could see the play also on video. So the Rav viewed it that being part of a crowd is also part of the world of Simchas Mareyus, that the Avil should take a step back from that. But even, I remember, even his brother, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, didn't agree with him. We once asked Rav Aaron Soloveitchik if we'd go to a movie during Sfira, and he answered us, any movie that you could see not during Sfira, you could see during Sfira. He wasn't concerned. So of course we asked him, well, what movie can we see not during Sfira? So he smiled. I don't know if you ever saw Rav Aaron. He had the most beautiful smile. So he smiled and said, 101 Dalmatians. Okay. So, but in any case, he wasn't concerned about the fact that going to a movie theater would be, but the Rav did have that concept of Simchas Mareyus, taking it one step further, so I'm just mentioning it to you. You may hear it from others as well. Okay, basically what we've done up to now is deal with those areas, 4, 6, 5, however you want to enumerate them, that extend from Shiva into Shloshim. Bli Neder, next time, we'll start with Yud Beis Chodesh, on two planes. What areas extended to Yud Beis Chodesh? Again, we're going down. And then what is the nature of Yud Beis Chodesh? Is it like the world of Avelos, which is simply going from step to step in descending order to re-allow the individual to enter society in stages, or is it a totally, totally different machayiv than that of Avelos with a lot of nafkaminas? Okay, so that we'll start with, and then we'll move over into the world of the Beis Avel Shabbos. You know, small things. We should be able to finish next time, Emir Tz Hashem. So a week from today, Emir Tz Hashem. Okay, from a totally different perspective, have a good Shabbos and a Chag Sameach. Okay. Seder, Kogel Seder re-enters on Isru Chag of Yom Tov Sheni. Normally I'd like to give you an Isru Chag, but it's only a 1 day, only a 2 day Yom Tov. So I'm happy in America. They have